Welcome to the Voke Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to the Voke Podcast on Voke FM. In this episode, I'll be interviewing professional actor and director Taimur Ghazi, whom you guys might know best as the face of Nick in the popular video game Left 4 Dead 2, but it is highly possible you might have also seen him in perhaps NCIS or Criminal Minds. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on, Tay. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm so pleased to have you, and I can't wait to ask the first question, which is, so when did you get into acting?
That started when I was about 20 in San Francisco. I started modeling, actually, and was reading plays with my theater friend who was really big into acting, and I didn't know anything about it, didn't care to know about it. Started modeling, and then had an experience while I was modeling that transformed me. From that moment on, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. That experience was very quick story. I was modeling this big trench coat in downtown Oakland, Jack London Square to be exact. And the traffic was stopped, and I was supposed to go out into the middle of the intersection and show off this coat. So I go out and do one session while the traffic is stopped, and they come back and they're like, okay, that was great, but now let's have you get really angry and just be like a mobster kind of. And I was like, okay. And I didn't really know what to do. And the only thing I could think of was to recite lines from, at the time, one of my favorite movies, still is one of my favorite movies, Scarface. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to do that. This little monologue that Al Pacino had. So I go out in the middle of the street and start doing this monologue. And mind you, there was a lot of swear words. And at the time of the shoot, there were kind of kids all around too. Anyways, I kind of blacked out during that moment and was just like, went full for the character, exited the intersection and was like, whoa. And all of the people were like, whoa, that was amazing. And then I was like, and I called my theater friend after the shoot. And I said, so listen, dude, this is what happened. This is exactly how it went down. And he's like, yeah, that's what I go for every day. And I, at that moment, I dropped everything and was like, I'm going for that feeling every day.
Wow. That's crazy. Do you also do voiceover or just on-camera acting?
I do some voiceover, but it's not my it's not my forte. But I do it when it's offered. I did not do the voice of Nick.
Yeah, we'll get to that soon. Yeah. Actually, we have this huge category of questions, Left 4 Dead 2. I'm sure you remember that, sort of, because I suppose you get reminded every now and then, because you have a pretty big fan base for that, actually.
No, I get reminded every day, and it's a great reminder. It's really fun. I think it's great. I have my fiance has a whole other thing she's going for, and my Nick fans jump onto her site every once in a while too.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cross-pollination is what I like to call that.
Right, exactly. And so how did the audition process go for this, or how did you get the job?
Yeah, so I had an agent who is still my agent. It's a commercial agent, and they are highly reputable. They're amazing. And I had just signed with them. Within the first 2 weeks of signing with them, the agent is CESD. They called me and said, hey, we have an audition for you, but it's a weird audition. You're not going to do anything. You're just going to come in and we're going to take some quick pictures of you. And I was like, you guys, like my agents are just going to take quick pictures? Like, that's rare. They said, yeah. So I went in, took the pictures, and within 2-3 hours, I got a call saying I booked it. And so that was the process. There was zero, it was zero process. I wow. took like literally 4 different pictures with a stupid little phone that was like, this was back in the day when iPhones weren't as nice as they were. It was like a flip phone. I mean, it was like really just, here you go. I didn't wear anything special, did nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is crazy for the fans to hear, because I'm not sure if you have discussed the role of Nick before or not. But I think it's really interesting to listen to all of this. And we have the next question from Gabriel. So how was the process of, you know, Valve, I guess, taking photos of you in the studio? Yeah,
that was a very interesting process that I had never been involved in. It was my first video game. I didn't know what to expect. When my agent called me, they called and said, okay, you got the job. You're flying to Seattle next week. Was there a fitting? No, it was all up in Seattle at Valve headquarters. So everything was up there. So I flew up there. I was up there for 36 hours max, maybe even less. One night, worked all day. And that was intense. For about the first, no kidding, 8 hours, I was put into a, do you know what a guillotine is?
I have no idea.
A guillotine is like old French way to decapitate somebody. You put your head in the thing and they strap it down and then the blade comes down and chops your head
right.
off.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Right.
So... I was in a contraption like that. I had to stick my head through, and then there was mirrors all around my head. Like it was a contraption, where my head was sticking through, and mirrors everywhere. And I was in that for, you know, 6 to 8 hours, and I was doing every single facial expression you can think of, like, you know, happy, sad, scared, crying. Punched with a left, punched with the right, you know, uppercut, all sorts of different facial reactions, and just over and over and over. It was like intense. I don't even think I was in my outfit, my white suit at that point, because it was just my face. So after that, it was a grueling process, but the artist there is amazing. And I could see what he was doing, and he was really like, he knew exactly what needed to happen. So that was great. It was a long time in the chair. Then we moved to get me into the suit and then had me doing these different poses. One thing I didn't do is the motion capture, where my body, I think that was all done with somebody else. If not with somebody else, then that was CGI.
I think someone did the mocap. I'm not really sure who. I know the infected in that game had mocap animations, and I would probably guess the survivors too.
One would think so. Then, yep, there you go. I learned something new every day. That was not me.
Yeah, right. The next question is from Great Gabriel again. If you remember the other models, if you have met them,
not once.
Really?
Not one time. Wow. Yeah. No, in Seattle, I don't. They was just me. They probably scheduled it to where we were back to back. But no, I don't remember meeting any of them. Keep in mind, this was what? 10, what is this, 12 years ago, maybe?
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah,
because in the game, there are the posters of the campaigns. That's, I believe, where you got suited up. And on those pictures, you guys are all together. So the people thought, you know, that you guys were together at the photo shooting as well.
No.
In costumes.
No. Mm.
So you never met them. Okay.
Not one time.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. No, that was all done in post.
Okay. The next question from Bruner is, I don't know if it's just me, but Nick has always resembled Nicolas Cage a little bit to me, even though he was modeled after you. Do you think it was possible that Nick was named after Nicolas Cage because of the similarity?
No. I think probably the character's name came first, and then I got cast. That's what I think. But oddly enough, I do see your viewer's question, and I personally get told I look like Nicolas Cage a lot.
Yeah, you do. You really do, actually, yeah. And I just can't get over how much, even right now in this moment, you resemble Nick.
Yeah. Really. Nick who? Nicolas Cage or Nick the...
Nick the character.
Gambler. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's me. It's 100% me.
Yeah, but you know, it's been a while, so it's fun to see that still.
Still are all about that game, I gotta say. It's quite impressive. I was just in, the middle of Montana, and somebody recognized me. A kid recognized me and asked to take my picture, and I couldn't believe it. I don't know. When did, do you know when that game came out?
2009. You see, it's been a while. It's been so long, and you still get recognized for it, and that's just great, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes things never die, and I think that's just wonderful.
Well, that's a good thing that never dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, especially that. Hopefully they make a movie out of that.
Well, and if you would play Nick, it would be even better.
Yes, it would. Yeah.
The next question from Left for Life is... have you ever had any other opportunities for like other video games to be a face of a character or anything like that?
You know, it's a good question. And oddly enough, with all of the somewhat notoriety I got from this game, you would think I have, but I have never. I've never done another video game, just because for no other reason than it just hasn't happened. Mm. I've auditioned for a couple, but not like... that many.
Yeah. I see. Well, Nick is still holding up, so.
Right.
Yeah. The next question, again, from Left 4 Life is, if you would like to see Nick in another Left 4 Dead game again.
That's a question for me? 100% yes, I would love to do this again.
Yeah, that would be so great.
I do have friends that are in that industry, and they have just nothing but great things to say about it. When I shot mine, it was amazing. It was unfortunate that I didn't get to do the mocap, but you know, it just, that's the way it was. So I would love to do more video games. That's a definite goal of mine.
Mm, for sure. We'd love to see Nick again too. The next question from Gert Lanub is, you've been in movies and have done physical acting. So how different was it on a technical side experience to have yourself scanned for the face of Nick?
Yeah, so that's a great question. It's interesting when you are doing the video game, not doing the mocap, the motion capture, then it's all face.
Mm.
When you're acting, it's everything. So there's a whole, I had to literally sit in that contraption for like 6 to 8 hours. It was all face, no body, no nothing, no lines, obviously no dialogue. So it was, there was a little adjustment. You had to really get your body in a comfortable place to give the right face. You know, there was a little adjustment. There's certain video games that are shot totally different. They bring in the motion capture and they bring in CGI to where it's, you're actually acting the whole scene out, as opposed to just going bit by bit. So, you know, it was a great experience. Definitely a new experience for me. Right when I walked in and he showed me what we're going to be doing, I went and got ready and I was like, okay, this is totally, I got to get my thinking cap on and really get present with my emotions, because he's about to go through all of them.
Yeah. And they sure did, because the character in the game is so detailed and everything. It's just Really wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, the game is really well done in that. I mean, you see all of the reactions that I'm doing, and the crying and the sad and the happy, and it just like goes through all of these things, and you're like, wow, they really captured it well.
Yeah, they did, for sure. And Gwert also says that, tell him I loved him as Nick and that I wish him the best for the future.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. The next question is from Knights of the Nine. What do you think about all of the fan-made content that uses your likeness via the Nick model? Have you seen any fan content, animations?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a good period right after the game got very popular where there was a lot of it. There was a Tumblr account. I don't even know if that's still, but I don't really follow up on it. But there was a Tumblr account all about me. It was called Fuck Yeah, Tamor Ghazi. And that was hilarious. It made me realize that I have to put some privacy on my life. That's what that did. It got really like, there was a while where I was getting hundreds of messages a day. Some of them were really heavy, saying that they're having social problems and they're thinking about, you know, doing something drastic. And there was a lot of heavy stuff happening. Some of the social media stuff that comes out is great. I love it. I think it's so fun. I get my friends sending me little, you know, memes about me with the character. And I think that's really a lot of fun. I encourage that. And I encourage people to send me that stuff. So whoever's listening, please, I totally encourage it. There was a large period of time at the beginning where people wouldn't believe it was me. So they would send pictures and try to get me to sign them. I'd sign them and send pictures of myself signing them. And then they'd be like, oh my God, it's him. I get drawings of me every once in a while. That's kind of stopped happening, unfortunately. I love the drawings. It's been great.
There was a meme, a short video, I think a few years ago. I think it was you and your daughter in a car, I think, and there was just like a caption with Nick. I'm not sure what it was, but it was really funny, and it was it got a lot of views as well.
It was probably when my daughter was singing a certain song over and over again.
And I know you had a very still face there. And I think the caption said, Nick doesn't give a shit or something like that. You had a very still face and you were like, a serious face. Yeah.
I wonder if it was me that I don't think I wrote the Nick caption.
Pretty much. I don't think you did.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you just previously said that a kid has... recognize your face in Montana. Arby is asking, so how many people recognize you face? You know, like how often do you get recognized?
Not often, not anymore. It happened a lot at the beginning, but not much anymore. This was a surprise for me when somebody came in the middle of Montana. So it doesn't, I mean, you know, the game has longevity. It's obviously lasted these 12 years and it's an amazing game, but you know, new games come out and there it happens. So, you know, it doesn't happen that often.
Well, I can assure you, you have a lot of fans on the internet. The next question from Arby is, do you think Hugh Dillon, the voice of Nick, did a good job? You know, Hugh Dillon, you know?
I do, and I've never met him, and I think he did a terrific job. Absolutely knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I mean, we really loved it as well. Do you think, or have you been offered to do the voice of Nick, or was that out of the question?
I had not. I don't know who got cast first either. I had just gotten, I have a feeling they cast his voice first because they didn't even like give me a shot at it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it is two totally different separate things. It really is. But you would think that if they cast me, they'd be like, oh, let's see if you can do the Southern voice. And then they give me, audition me at least. But I mean, I understand that it is two totally separate things. So I think they probably cast him first, actually.
Mm. Yeah, that's possible. I believe he is Canadian, actually. So yeah, that's a surprise that he got cast because, you know, back in the day, Valve mostly used to cast around the Seattle area. Uh-huh. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he's a great voice actor. So there you go.
Yeah, for sure. And where were you based back in the day, or perhaps even now, if you are still there?
I'm Los Angeles.
Ah, so they flew you there to Seattle. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. The next question is, have you ever played Left 4 Dead 2?
Good question. Here's the thing. I'm not much of a gamer. I'm like... I've never really been much of a gamer. I've tinkered around with it.
Mm.
That's the best I can give you. I haven't sat down and like played for more than 10 minutes. I own one of the copies. It's somewhere around here. It's not even opened. But yeah, I don't play. So I haven't. I haven't really given it. I mean, I've seen a lot of it in action and I've seen people playing it, but I haven't done much playing myself.
Well, I don't think you have the time for that anyway. You're too busy. You know, I mean, actors in general are very busy people.
Well, I mean, it's a busy life. And also I have, you know, I teach acting. So that's every day I'm with students and coaching. So yeah, it's a lot.
Wow, that's great. The next question from Louise, would you have liked to voice yourself in the game?
Yeah, I think I would have liked to give it a shot. That would have been fun. But I mean, like I said, I think they had already cast the guy, Hugh, so there wasn't an option. But the Southern, you know, I could have done it, but I'm not the biggest fan of voices. I mean, if we're going to get somebody to play an Irish guy, then I would rather just hire an Irish guy.
Authentic.
I like to go authentic more than like actory. Mm-hmm. That's me with my producing hat on or a directing hat on, you know, as far as an actor. Yeah. I'd love to always get the chance and mm-hmm. give it a shot. And I have a really great voice dialect coach that would help with it. So like, you know, but it did, that wasn't in the cards. I sure as hell didn't know that voice dialect coach 12 years ago.
I understand. Actually, the next question is, how does it feel to see your face in the game, but with a different voice?
Totally fine. I mean, you're looking at an image of you that's animated. You know, so you've already broken the realistic wall anyways. So oh, cool. You know, you're looking at a cartoon version of yourself anyways. So a different voice makes sense, actually. Mm-hmm. It'd be a lot weirder if it was dubbed over a film. If I acted in a film and a producer was like, I hate that dude's voice. Let's dub over his lines with some other voice that sounded like this. That would be kind of soul crushing. But for the game, it was kind of cool.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. We loved the voice and we loved the face. We think that it really goes together, the fans, you know, and everyone loves Nick because he is a great character.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think a lot of people love Nick too, because a lot of people reach out to me and I reply. I don't know if the other characters from that game did that. But like, I've always been responsive to most of my fans. And I think that builds a momentum amongst the other fans. It's interesting.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Tamor really, really quickly responded to our Instagram post, the invitation. So you guys, if you'd like, feel free to reach him on Instagram and write him something nice.
Yeah. And I will say this, your invitation was well done.
Well,
I do get other invitations, and I think that was clever and well done, and that's why I bit. That's why I was like, all right, let's well done. Let's go for it.
Well, that's just great. By the way, your name is a bit weird. Are you from the United States or
I am there? I'm born and raised in San Francisco, California, but my dad was Persian and my mom was of Irish descent. Irish descent. So I'm pretty much Persian Irish.
Now I understand.
The name is Middle Eastern.
I understand. It's a cool name, though. I'm going to say that one.
Oh, I thank you for that.
You're welcome. The next question from the commentator is, how does it feel seeing yourself in a zombie-killing video game?
Great. I'm glad I'm not one of the zombies.
Because, you know, some people or actors might be freaked out by being in like a killing movie, zombie movies, you know, like bloody stuff.
Right. No, that doesn't freak me out. I love it. I've shot many commercials fighting zombies with blood and guts all over the place for this this commercial campaign I did for a network called Spike TV. You can actually Google them and see they're all over the place. And no, it's fun. It's like a lot of fun. It kind of sucks to have all the blood splattered all over you because it's sticky and shit like that, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, for some actors, it might be rather annoying if they get recognized as one specific role. For example, you know, if, let's say, the voice of Nick would be only known for Nick, it might annoy him at some point because he did other stuff, too. So how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I get a lot of that, and I get funny arguments in the comment section of some of my posts. About like he does, hey, Nick, because a lot of people just jump on my posts and say, hey, Nick, and, you know, and then other people like get all pissed and it's like, whatever. I don't care. None of that phases me even in the slightest bit. I mean, some of the things that I am working on aren't recognizable, you know, so they're not going to know. Does that mean I'm not working or that's all I'm known for? Absolutely not. Just so happens to be what's going on right now, you know?
Yeah.
None of that. Yeah.
When you got the job, did you know what to expect? I mean, did you think the game would be this big, this huge? No,
absolutely not. Had zero knowledge of how big the first game was.
Mm-hmm.
Until I got up to Seattle. I don't even think my agent really knew. I think my agent was like, yeah, it's some video game from a company named Valve. It's a pretty big company. That was it. That was like pretty much it. Then when I got up there, I kind of like asked some questions and sure enough, I was like, oh, this is the second one to like the highest grossing game ever at that point. Which was the first Left 4 Dead. So I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Unfortunately, it was a non-union buyout. So I got paid very, very well, but I didn't get any residuals. Now things are different these days.
I understand. So it was like non-union kind of?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Valve mostly has their projects unionized. The actors were all unionized. I believe they were union. So, yeah.
This was a buyout. This was a buyout. I wonder. I don't remember the actual contract stuff.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. As long as you got paid good, that's fine.
Yeah, I got paid great, but I should have gotten paid more.
Well, they should always pay more, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I can say that about every single thing I do.
Yeah, right. The next question from Enzo Viana is if you feel comfortable with having tens of thousands of fans appreciate your work on the internet and that kind of stuff.
I totally feel comfortable with it. There were moments where it got a little uncomfortable, and that was at the beginning when I started just having to censor what I put out. That was a little bit of an adjustment. You know what I mean? Meaning like I had to censor what I made public. I had videos of my daughter. I had videos, you know, of different videos of me. And I was like, oh, people can't be seeing some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Before nobody cared. Only my friends would see my videos, right? Mm-hmm. Or my family. But then that changed. Changed overnight. And I'll tell you how I knew that changed. Because I had posted a reel, R-E-E-L, of the first five commercials of that campaign I was talking about for Spike TV. And I posted it and I had like 180 views. And it was my friends, I could tell. And it was me watching it over and over 10 times, you know, stuff like that. And I sent it to my agent, the agent that booked this for me. Mm-hmm. And about 5 months after the game came out, my viewer on that reel from YouTube went up to like 10,000. And I was like, whoa. And then all this comments started coming in. Then I started replying to everybody. And then it just kind of took off from there. So that's the long answer. The short answer is no, I love it. It's rad. Are you kidding? It's not why I do what I do, but it's a definite bonus.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. The next question is, has Valve ever approached you again after Left 4 Dead 2?
No. Hmm. Okay. No, I don't think for any other reason than they did the game and now they go for their next game. They go through the casting process again.
True. Yeah, right. The next question from Rady Noiser is, if you remember the Men of Action commercial videos.
Yeah, those are the ones I'm talking about. That's the Men of Action for Spike TV. That's the campaign I've been talking about.
Ah, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Well, seems like the questions are wrapped up. I'm sure there would be more from the fans, but
cool.
Perhaps in a different episode sometimes later. What do you think?
Yeah, no problem. This has been fun, and I'm always down for a, you know, fun little half hour chat.
And do you think Nick would have anything to say about the Vogue podcast?
I'm sure he'd have a lot to say about the Vogue podcast.
Well, that sounds very positive. So
that, yeah, I think he'd be like, all right, this is where I want to spend my time.
Okay, well, that's good. And is there anything you'd like to promote?
No, but everybody feel free to check out all of my social media. Always reach out if you want to. And, you know, things are coming up. I've been auditioning a bunch lately and things, I got a bunch of good things coming up.
Well, good luck with that. If you guys would like, you can become a channel member right now and get early access to our interviews. And make sure to follow Tay at Tay Ghazi, I think, on Instagram, right? Is that the only social media you're on or anything
else? It's actually, the Instagram is Tay, it's Taymor Ghazi.
Taymor Ghazi.
And the, yeah. Go with that one.
Yeah. So make sure to follow Tay, subscribe to our channel, and of course, follow us on our social medias as well. Again, thank you so much, Tay, for coming on, and have a wonderful week.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good one.